please.
So, excerpt number 4, Baal HaSulam, the essence of religion and its purpose. This loathing is not divided equally among us. Rather, it is given in varying measures. The crass, undeveloped person does not recognize egoism as bad at all. Therefore, he uses it openly, without any shame or restraint, stealing and murdering in broad daylight wherever he can. The somewhat more developed sense some measure of their egoism as bad and are at least ashamed to use it in public, stealing and killing openly, but in secret they still commit their crimes but are careful that no one will see them. The even more developed sense egoism as so loathsome that they cannot tolerate it in them and reject it completely as much as they detect of it. Until they cannot and do not want to enjoy the labor of others, then begin to emerge in them sparks of love of others, called altruism, which is the general attribute of goodness, but that too evolves gradually. First develops love and desire to bestow upon one's family and kin, as in the verse, do not ignore your own flesh. When one develops further, one's attribute of bestowal expands to all the people around him, being one's townspeople or one's nation. And so one adds until he finally develops love for the whole of humanity. Continue Dror's question. The excerpts team sent us something about egoism by Baal HaSulam. The measure of egoism that it is imprinted in every created being is necessary for its existence, without which it would not exist in and of itself. Nonetheless, this should not contradict the measure of altruism in a person, only that there is a need to place a very clear boundary between the two. The law of egoism has to be kept to its full extent, but only where it has to do with meeting our basic needs and everything that has to do with our surplus. This we concede.
Where are we, Dudi?
Excerpt number.
In the state of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states, and each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work and the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose, where each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it, to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation. We have some time.
Excerpt number 6 from Peace in the World by Baal HaSulam. The law of development, which is spread over the whole reality, is certain to remove all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of the heaven above, meaning, without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of the heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But it were to come in at this time in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then there is authority of the earth, when the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which craves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can be free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development.
Sure.